The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have heard last week Dame Esther Ranson in the UK. She was on Good Morning Britain. It was just last Friday. And she spoke pretty candidly, it has to be said, about her plans for her own passing. This comes as the UK Parliament continues to debate and scrutinise their assisted dying bill. Here she is on GMB talking about her plans.
I'm making arrangements, because it's the only way I can have an assisted death, to go by myself to Zurich, to Dignitas. I just wish that I was allowed to say goodbye to my family and for them to see that I have a good death.
Well, one of her family with me now, her daughter, Rebecca Wilcox. Rebecca, thanks a million for joining us. How does it feel for you and the rest of the family to hear your mum speaking, well, so openly about her plans?
Oh, well, if you've met my mum or, you know, ever been within a 20-mile radius of her, you'll know she speaks her mind. And she's nothing if not honest and blunt. It's how I knew that my fringe didn't suit me and I should definitely have orthodontic braces. But she's fantastic at giving us an update. And sometimes she updates us via the press, which is always amusing. That's how we first found out that she was pro-assisted dying and had signed up to Dignitas back when she got her original diagnosis. But since then, she's promised to be a bit more open with us before she is with the magical media. But yeah, I think what she's doing is astonishingly brave. And I really hope that people understand that the reason that she's talking about this is not because she wants to share private information, because she really doesn't, but it's because she hopes it helps other people who are going through the same thing or will go through the same thing and who may not be privileged enough to have £15,000 to spare to go to Dignitas, because who really does these days?
Was there any ever expectation that the legislation might pass in the UK in time to help your mum?
You know, we could all dream and hope and pray. But when she got her first diagnosis, the cancer was pretty severely spread around her. And we didn't really know where we were going with it. We lived from scan to scan. She had this fantastic course of medicine with what we called her wonder drug. And that gave us another 2 years. She's had chemotherapy. She's had radiation. She's tried everything. That's what really annoys me when I hear people say, oh, it's just suicide. It's not. She's tried everything to live and to live longer, probably for us. I don't think it's very fair for her. Her body's been through a lot. But, you know, I don't know how quickly these things happen, but I never really expected it to be in time for her. I think it has to be an incredibly rigorously examined and robustly formed law. And that takes time, and time is not what we have as a family.
So how then does she, and maybe it's a collective decision, maybe she talks to you about it, work out exactly when the time is to go to Dignitas?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you have to be healthy enough to travel.
Yeah.
Which is something, it's a big thing. If anybody who knows anyone who has a terminal diagnosis, fatigue is a real huge symptom. And so the ability to be able to physically get yourself on the plane, so whoever's pushing the wheelchair isn't then prosecuted or something ridiculous like that. But so she needs to be well enough to travel, which means that she goes months at the very least, if not more, than when she would die if she stayed here, which is one of the huge crimes for me about outsourcing assisted dying to Switzerland. It means that, one, I can't be there, which is huge. I cannot be there when my mum dies, and I'm so furious about this. And two, she has to go before she would die here peacefully if we had assisted dying legislation in place for her. So it's a very difficult sort of organic process, which she's having ongoing discussions with her oncologist about when that would be. And we've got scans coming up, and I think we'll know more then. But I really feel like every time I go there,
yeah,
she's tucking away paperwork and she's got a gentle smile on her face and possibly a plane ticket has been booked, and I just am determined. I just, every time I leave, I tell her, you must tell me if you're booking flights. And she's like, I will. But I'm like, one time I turn up her flat at her house and she's flown off to Switzerland without me, I will resurrect her just to tell her.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, not to play into kind of gender stereotypes, but whenever I'm faced with something like this, I immediately think about the mechanics and the practicalities and the logistics. Do you imagine that there will be some sort of a party, for want of a better word, to say goodbye to her? Or is it going to be at the departures in the airport, or how will it work?
I don't know. We've talked through the whole gamut. We've talked through her having an exciting press conference on the runway before she gets on some plane and flies off. And we've talked about her having a party with her nearest and dearest, quaffing bucket loads of champagne because she's allergic to the stuff, so this wouldn't matter anymore. You know, all the wonderful things. But what she really wants is just it to be gentle and quiet and pain-free, because as she has said so eloquently, she is not scared of death, but she is scared of dying, and scared of dying badly. And with her type of cancer, with cancers that spread all over the body, sometimes the directives are literally just about managing fear, because there's nothing you can do. I mean, one of the people I spoke to, this is the thing, but with our position in this campaign, people have told us their stories, and we have been so grateful and appreciative of their strength and their courage to come forward and talk to us about it. But one man said about his mother that the medical directive was use dark towels so she doesn't get scared by the amount of blood she's losing. And she's conscious at the time, and she's in a lot of pain. It's just, we're not doing it right at the moment. We need to look after our loved ones. We need to look after people who are dying. And hopefully the House of Lords will respect the democratic process that came through at the beginning of summer this year and scrutinise it, yes, but not stop it.
Rebecca, listen, thanks a million for chatting to us. Really, really appreciate it. Rebecca Wilcox, who is the daughter of the journalist and presenter Dame Esther Ranson.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.